Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You know how extraordinarily rare it is when I ask a guest to stay with me and go into the next hour. What's required for that to happen are basically three things. One is intensity of content and information that we need to explore. Two is quality of what we're talking about and value of what we're talking about. And three is that the person I'm interviewing has some real chemistry and ability to connect with me. And if they connect with me, I know they're connecting with you. So that's always my gauge. If I'm fascinated by it, I figure you must be too. And so I have invited Leslie Peden, the president of Celestial Cruises. And I want to remind you that Celestial is not spelled with an I-A-L at the end. It's a Y-A-L at the end. But I'll bet if you went into Google and spelled it wrong, they'd correct you. You don't have to do that, though. You can go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com. And you'll find this show podcast for 52 weeks by the middle of the week. And archive forever and ever. So if you don't get around to downloading the podcast, and sometime a year from now, you're sitting around talking with friends and somebody says, you know, I've always wanted to visit the Greek islands. You can be the expert in the group who says the best way to do that is by ship. It's the most efficient way to do it. And it's the most enjoyable way to do it. And I remember hearing the president of a cruise line on Stephanie Abrams' show. We can go and listen to it together, and that'll help us make up our mind. And that's why we are here, to help you learn about, be motivated to get up and go. And we're going to be continuing the conversation we started in the last hour with the president of Celestial Cruises right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tickets are on sale now for the Holiday Pops Kids Matinees, geared toward younger children at 11 a.m. on 7 dates in December. These special family concerts, which include a children's sing-along and post-concert photos with Santa. Get your tickets at 888-266-1200 or bso.org.
I have to tell you, I am so delighted to be able, first of all, to share with you the CEO of Celestial Cruises, but also for me to have an opportunity to just say thank you for inviting me on board. And I know that you, Leslie Peden, president of Celestial Cruises, got intimately involved in helping to clear space on a ship that was sold out. And I want you to know, people, I didn't get somebody's canceled cabin because nobody canceled right down to the last minute. Nobody canceled. And we just got tickets and went to Athens and said, well, if we don't get on the ship, we'll figure it out. we'll do something while we're here because Greece is always a wonderful place to be. And so off we were. We were prepared to just go off and find out when we got there if we were getting on the ship. We actually stayed in a suite reserved for officers. It was amazing. It was really amazing. And I really appreciate the lengths to which you and your team went to clear that space and make it happen for us. So a special thank you for that. All of the other things we did on board were pretty much the same as, I mean, we just went through a door that said crew only, you know, to find our cabin. But I got the chance to snoop into other cabins on board, and there were suites that looked just like the one I was in. So you could have easily, you know, been just down the hall from me. I was just on the other side of that door. And what a thrill it was to be on board and meet the staff that is magnificent. And visit, oh my gosh, we must have gone, it was a very port intensive itinerary. There were days when we visited two islands. There was a day, at least one day, we visited three islands. But the Greek islands are so close to one another that, you know, you sail a couple of hours, you're at the next one. So you can see one in the morning and one in the afternoon and one in the late afternoon or early evening. And others where you're there for a good bit of time, like Mykonos, where you really get, you know, some luxury time to be able to see the place and then sail out of Mykonos at night when everything is lit up on the hillsides, all the resorts and houses and darling, special, wonderful. So thank you so much, Leslie, for joining us this hour and being so generous with your time.
Oh, Stephanie, you're very welcome. And, you know, you asked the question earlier on about what sets Celestial Cruises apart from others. And, you know, one of the things that we really want to do is make sure that the guests truly enjoy the island for what they are. So places like Mykonos and Santorini, which really come to life at night, you know, we offer the guests the opportunity on some of our, particularly our seven-day itineraries, to overnight in those destinations to truly experience what it's like on those islands when all the other cruise ships have already left. And again, you know, that's something that, you know, really helps guests understand and experience what these islands are, as beautiful as they are, how different they are. And you know, one of the islands that's fairly new to guests is Milos, which is actually a geological marvel, and it also has a beach that's famously known as Moon Beach. And you think you've literally landed on the moon. So The surface is white rock, and you've got these beautiful lagoons and caverns that you can swim into, which are just out of this world. So these are the things that really set us apart from other cruise lines. But more importantly, you know, these are experiences that we want all of your listeners to come and enjoy in the Greek islands.
How many islands... are there two ships that are sailing the Greek islands, or?
Yes, so we've got two vessels sailing in the Greek islands. We've got the Olympia, which is the one that you traveled on, and she's slightly bigger. It's 1,700 passengers maximum. Then we also have the Celestial Crystal, which does a series of seven-night itineraries, including those overnight stays I mentioned, and she's a bit smaller. So she runs generally with around 800 to 900 guests on board. And we actually have also just announced that we will be extending our seasonality in 2019 into the winter and the fall, the same for spring of 2020, where we're introducing two new seven-day itineraries. One is called the Eclectic Aegean, which, again, operates out of Athens on a Monday. And guests can enjoy Istanbul and overnight stay there. So that's the only city in the world where you can be in Europe and in Asia at the same time. And then they can enjoy a place called Kanakali, where you can visit Troy. And then beautiful Volos, where you can visit Metoria, where you have these beautiful monasteries on the hilltops. And those are also a UNESCO World Heritage Site. And then we have also announced that you can do three continents in 7 days. And that's on our three continents cruise, where you get to visit the pyramids of Giza in Egypt, and then you can also explore beautiful Israel from Ashdod and go to Jerusalem and Bethlehem, visit Limassol in Cyprus, and then also go to the medieval city of Rhodes in Greece, as well as visit ancient Ephesus from Kusadasi as well in Turkey.
Wow. I'm packed. I'm packed. I have my passport in hand. I am ready to go. Oh, that sounds marvelous. Are there other ships that the company runs, or are there plans for other ships, or you're very happy with where you are at the moment?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, with historic demand in Greece right now, this year we're probably going to see the best part of 32 million visitors to Greece. And to meet that demand, we're definitely having to look to bring new vessels into the fleet. We do currently have additional vessels, but they operate under a different brand for a European tour operator. So we operate the cruise experience for them. But as I say, with demand on the rise for Greek islands, we have to definitely look to bring more ships into the fleet.
We'll be right back, people. Don't leave me, Stephanie Abrams here.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Your U.S. passport is the key to your international adventures abroad and is the most secure travel document that proves both citizenship and identity. The State Department's official website, travel.state.gov, has comprehensive information about applying for a passport for the first time, renewing a passport, passports for minors, fees, and much more. You can apply at over 8,000 passport acceptance facilities, including post offices and clerks of court. Standard processing is currently 4 to 6 weeks, and expedited service takes 2 to 3 weeks. If you need your passport in less than 2 weeks, call 1-877-487-2778 to schedule an appointment at one of our regional passport agencies. Once you have your passport, sign up for our Smart Traveler Enrollment Program and download our Smart Traveler app on your smartphone. You will receive country-specific information, travel alerts, and warnings. Visit us at travel.state.gov today.
This weather report is brought to you by the Curaçao Tourism Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north coast-to-coast calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and a wind chill factor well below freezing. The long-range forecast for Curaçao calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 86 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your breakaway in Curaçao now? Learn more at Curaçao.com. That's Curaçao.com.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We have a contingency, a fairly strong contingency of people in the travel industry who like to listen and hear who we're talking to and what we're talking about. So for all of you who are group operators and tour operators and travel agents, you remember when you were trained by every cruise line to sell the cruise line, the cruise experience, as an all-inclusive experience? You remember that? And then somewhere in the mid-90s, there was this breakup of the concept of dining in one dining room and being at a particular table, whether it was a table for 6 or 8 or 10, or it was a table for two, that you had the same waiter. And like a good bartender, after you ordered your salad with the salad dressing and this on the side and that on the top and this somewhere else, whatever it was you ordered, by the next meal, you didn't even have to ask. It was coming to the table the way you wanted it. And then all of that went goodbye with the invention of 5 to 10 dining options on board. You never saw the same waiter twice. And so you were always dealing with new people that didn't. It was a piece of the cruise experience that went goodbye. And the other piece that went goodbye, starting somewhere in the early to mid-90s, I want to say more like the mid-90s, was charging for things like they served a famous brand of ice cream by the pool and they charged you for it. You know, you signed the paper and it got put on your bill for your room. And so suddenly, you know, you wanted to go to 4 o'clock, they were serving pizza somewhere and there was a charge for it. And the list just got bigger and longer, and it was no longer an all-inclusive experience. And one of the things I found delightful and serendipitous is that Celestial Cruises subscribes to the concept of all-inclusive cruising. I have Leslie Peden, the president of Celestial Cruises, based here in the U.S. and predominantly sending passengers to the Greek islands and also to some wonderful places like Kusadasi and Ephesus and, you know, places in Turkey, and upcoming soon Istanbul as an option on an itinerary, going to Egypt, going to Israel. It's fabulous. But doing it in an all-inclusive setting, which I hope your company doesn't let go of, Leslie.
No, we definitely won't, Stephanie. You know, it's core to our proposition, and it's something that's really valued by all of our guests.
No kidding. And, so what do you include when you say it's all-inclusive? What is included?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we have a unlimited drinks package, which includes a number of familiar brands, both alcoholic and non-alcoholic, and that's included. We also have select shore excursions that have been included. So on our 3 and 4 day itineraries, there's 2 shore excursions that are included in there, and one of them is in fact to Ephesus in Turkey, because it's such a popular destination for our
and a life altering experience.
It really is. You know, you're walking down streets that are 3,000 years old. There's just nowhere else you can do that. And then on our 7 day itineraries, we actually include 3 shore excursions there. With the Celestial inclusive experience, we also include, again, port charges and guest gratuities as well, all in the cruise fare. So,
oh, wow.
You know when you're getting on that ship that everything is taken care of, and literally your spending money is just that. You're spending money for any other discretional goods, and of course, perhaps a bit of carpet shopping when you're in Turkey as well.
Well, you know, the whole concept of tipping people is supposed to be as a thank you for the quality of what you have received in service. And it has completely gone awry with most cruise lines. We're going to talk about that a little bit, because when you talk about value, to have port charges, when you look at a price and you see this is the price and it includes port charges and it includes taxes, you have just saved a bloody fortune. We're going to be right back. Don't leave me, talking about Celestial Cruises with president of the cruise line, Leslie Peden. Don't leave me.
My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere behind the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'll go sailing. It's far beyond the stars. It's on the moon.
The days of wine and roses.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have Leslie Peden on the phone with me. He's the president of Celestial Cruises. The company predominantly sails in the Aegean and in various places in the Greek islands and Turkey, and coming up soon into their now building future itineraries, visits to places like the pyramids in Egypt and into Israel. And so you have a lot of options and a lot of opportunity. And in an atmosphere that is so lovely on board. One of the things I did while I was on board, and it's why one of the reasons I can speak with, real veritas, having had the opportunity to be on the Celestial Olympia in May for days and days, it was wonderful. It was just wonderful. I had so many grand experiences with various crew members learning about the actual operations of everything, from the hotel management side of the ship to food and food and beverage and all the social activities and the shows, which were wonderful and very infused with a kind of Cirque du Soleil kind of, that quality and uniqueness of what's being offered to you as that wonderful show experience that you look forward to after dinner. And then, of course, adding to it where you are and sailing around to the variety of Greek islands. And you mentioned in the last segment, you mentioned a bit about select excursions and that are included in the package that is the cruise purchase. And one of them being the visit to Ephesus. Maybe you can talk about that a little bit, because that is an amazing experience. When you get to almost the end of the line where you're walking through what was a place 3,000 years ago that people lived, and you can actually see the stone framework of homes and shops and also the lavatory and baths and bathhouses and whatnot. But then you come to the library. And the edifice of the facade of the library is intact in the most amazing way. And it's one of those life-altering experiences to really stand in the shadow of antiquity. Maybe you can just give us some of your own insights.
Sure. I mean, Ephesus, as you rightly mentioned, is a huge highlight on the trip. And in fact, we're the only cruise line right now serving Turkey as well. So it's a big draw for our North American guests. And the visit to Ephesus is actually a half-day tour. So you're up and out pretty early on that excursion, which is really enhanced by the fact that we also give our guests these whisper earpieces. So it really allows the guests the freedom to go off and roam and take those beautiful pictures of the library that you just described without really having to be huddled around the tour guides. So, those pictures really are what creates those memories, and they can come back and share those with family and friends. The other beautiful part of that tour is you can actually go to the Virgin House of Mary as well. So that's also an option, which those that are very keen to understand the religious roots, that's an important site for them to visit. And then, in fact, on the way back from Ephesus to Kousadasi, we stop at this carpet factory. And if you ever had doubts about there being magic carpets, well, you need to go and visit this carpet factory, because they take you through the entire process of how they hand make these beautiful carpets out of either cotton or silk or a blend of the two. And you have the opportunity to view these and enjoy a local cup of tea whilst doing so. And then obviously those that are inclined to have the opportunity to buy, you can definitely test out your bartering skills and negotiate a great deal for yourself. And in fact, having just come off of one of our cruises, one of our American guests had in fact bought themselves a carpet and paid the bargain price of $4,000 for this silk carpet, and it was actually shipped back to the States at no cost either. So you don't need to worry about how you're going to get all these great buys back to the U.S.
Yeah, and you know, I've been on ships where I've met people, and one woman comes to mind that we are still friends, and we took that cruise probably 20 years ago. She lives in Manhattan, and when we were on a similar excursion years ago, she bought one of those amazing silk Persian rugs, and you know, and it arrived in perfect condition, and she, you know, that thing will outlive all of us, by the way. You can't wear them out. It's just not possible. And you know, they were very reliable. And so, you know, that, and I know too that when you're on an itinerary visiting places on a shore excursion, the people who are taking you there have checked out the places that you're going, because, you know, to some degree, the name you're going to remember is the name of the cruise line you were with.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, your reputation is as much on the line, and you want to be able to present to your guests, passengers, companies that you have confidence in that are going to take very good care of those people that, you know, are motivated to actually buy whatever the products are.
You're absolutely right, Stephanie. And the fact that we've won consecutive Cruise Critic Awards for the quality of our shore excursions really speaks to that fact. And you know, we're very proud of that. And certainly we want to ensure that the guests have a very positive experience, be it shopping or just visiting the region. And in Kusadasi itself also, there's a fantastic bazaar, which guests also have some free time to go and explore and wander. And it's literally a stone's throw from the port. So it's very easy for them to get to and from the ship as well. And making places like this accessible to the guests is obviously just enhances that entire experience.
So let's talk about the onboard experience. And I'd like to start, let's start with food. You know, it's one thing when you are in a resort, even a resort that's a little remote from everything else, if you find that whatever the food is that they're serving does not meet your taste or your expectation or whatever, you can rent a car or call a taxi and go someplace else. When you get on a ship, for the most part, you can't go out for dinner because you're at sea. So I think it's important for people to have a feeling about the quality of what is presented and, you know, just a little bit about the attention that's paid to it. And I do want to give you a reminder, people, that probably I'm going to say about mid-July somewhere. So please watch my blog at sabrams.com/blog, where I generally announce the next shows, the content for the next episode of Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. I did 32 minutes of a meal. Listen, if you're somebody that wants a whole meal from soup, not soup, what did we make? Oh, we had brioche served on, was it barley or buckwheat? Do you remember, Mark? Barley or buckwheat? It was some kind of rusk. It looked like an English muffin, only it was really stale. And you, by the time you were done putting on the olive oil and the chopped tomato and onions and garlic and this and that and whatever, and then more olive oil, and then you let it sit, it absorbed, it becomes soft and unbelievably delicious. So that was our appetizer. We made the most gorgeous salad you've ever seen. And by the way, on that subject, I'm going to be posting photos of salads on the ship. You want to see works of art? When you order a salad, it comes out with the light green lettuce and the dark green lettuces and the reddish purple lettuces, and they're all artistically arranged with the cucumbers and olives and tomatoes, and it comes out photo worthy. And I actually do believe I have some of them already posted that I was posting while we were on board the ship, because Wi-Fi was available. To my Facebook at stephanie.abrams.94. So scroll down till you see food pictures that I took on the Celestial Olympia. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Leslie Peden, the president of Celestial Cruises. Don't leave me.
Adria Griss is a medical insurance advocate, a medical billing expert, and the founder and CEO of MedWise Insurance Advocacy. She has helped clients worldwide with their health insurance reimbursements, reduce overcharges on medical bills, and ensure that medical claims are being processed correctly. Over 20 years ago, Adria began her career as a senior claims analyst for a travel insurance company. Today, Adria runs a successful and innovative business advocating for those caught up in a quagmire within the healthcare system. In less than 2 years since MedWise Insurance Advocacy was founded, Adria recovered almost $1 million in medical expenses that insurers have tried to block or healthcare providers erroneously charge. Adria speaks frequently to consumer groups, associations, and insurance professionals and has received multiple awards. She has been featured on CBS News nationwide for her work as a medical insurance advocate. Her website is www.medicalinsuranceadvocacy.com. Adria Griss can be contacted directly at adria@medwisebilling.com or 845-238-2532. The 1926 National Historic Landmark Dory Fishing Schooner Adventure, berthed in Gloucester, Massachusetts, is a national treasure that sails as an icon of the American fisheries and floating classroom for maritime education. The schooner is operated at sea, primarily along the New England coast, as a living memorial to Massachusetts fishing heritage. As such, adventure is important not only to Gloucester, but also to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and all of America. The schooner Adventure is the last of the Gloucestermen. The vessel is immortalized by Rudyard Kipling in his classic Captain's Courageous. The Adventure is also an icon of our nation's fishing industry and Gloucester's 387-year heritage as America's oldest fishing port. Further, the schooner Adventure serves as a living memorial to the more than 5,000 Gloucester fishermen who have perished at sea. If Gloucester's history is to be understood, it should be viewed in large measure through the eyes of a fisherman. What better way to tell Gloucester's story than on board the last of the Gloucestermen? Please visit schooner-adventure.org for more information and how you can support this historic vessel.
Today's show is brought to you by Malta, where Mediterranean walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, and bustling fishing ports provide visitors with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have on the line with me Leslie Peden. He is the president of Celestial Cruises. If you've missed any part of today's show, you have missed so much. And this is such a, you know, I'm so happy to be able to have the time to speak with Leslie, because we, if you remember, we've had on the captain of the cruise ship and some of the other folks on board in shows earlier in June or end of May after we came back from Greece, because I've actually very recently, barely 6 weeks ago, had the privilege of being on board the Celestial Olympia, and it was an experience in perfection. You know, I don't expect things to be perfect in this highly imperfect world. You know, I expect that if something's not right, you'll talk to somebody, they'll fix it. In most cases, they don't. They don't care. It's just how it is. Welcome to the 21st century. But I have to tell you, to be on a cruise ship for 5 or 6 days and everything be perfect, absolutely everything, that is an experience of, well, the closest I can compare it to is listening to a performance of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, where the conductor and all of those in the ensemble in the orchestra are in perfect harmony. And when you are going off with high expectations and they're not met on a holiday experience where you cannot retrieve the time nor the financial investment, that's painful. So I have to tell you, just as a kind of upfront, I don't expect you're going to get anything less than you anticipated, and I think you're going to come home with your expectations having been exceeded, as mine were, because I had pretty much a blank slate, didn't know what I was doing, where I was going. All I know is that John Kleitos, who I trust with my life, who is a vice president at Homeric Tour, said to me, I said, when am I going to see you, John? In fact, it happened on the air. You can go back and find the interview. And he said, well, I'm going to be in Greece in May. This was in April. I'm going to be in Greece in May. Why don't you meet me in Athens? And I said, okay. And we did. And it went from there. It just went from there. So, Leslie, we were talking about food on board and catering to people's special needs and whatnot. And I think, you know, more and more there are people that are concerned about, you know, low salt, low fat, gluten-free, name it. There's something that everybody's got that they have to be concerned about. And I've had the experience, but maybe you can share with our audience, you know, from your point of view.
Absolutely. I mean, to your point, everyone has more than likely some sort of dietary need these days. So we can absolutely cater to all of that. That's no issue at all. We always encourage guests to advise their travel professional, obviously ahead of time when they're booking, so that the arrangements can be made in advance. But if the opportunity doesn't exist, then, you know, definitely alert the maitre d' and the wait staff on board, and we can take care of that. And even if there's something on the menu, for example, that evening that you really like the look of, but again, there's perhaps an ingredient in there that is less favorable to you, then, you know, we'll make it to order. So we'll get rid of that and give you exactly what you're looking for. So at the end of the day, we want you to have the best possible experience. And, you know, going back to the wines as well, in Santorini, I was just going to mention that, you know, the wines there are grown, or the grapes there are grown very differently. They're actually grown on the ground level in a circular shape, very close to the ground. And the reason for that is because if any of you know what the Greek islands can be like, certain islands can actually be very windy. So because of that, they're grown in a different fashion. And again, because of this slightly different microclimate, the grapes take on a very, very different flavor. So if you haven't tasted wine from Santorini, that's a definite must. Put that on your list.
Well, I have to tell you, we have spent 2 hours with you, and there is no doubt in my mind we could spend a lot more time. And I would love to talk with you about coming back at various times when we're talking about food, when we're talking about wine, when we're talking about excursions, when we're talking about exploring, when we're talking about cultural and historic experience, and when we're talking about just having a wonderful time, and talk with you along the way, because I could talk with you for days, and I don't think we'd run out of things to talk about, but we've run out of time. Come back next week, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams. Gotta fly now.
It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.